are the strangest thing I ever saw. Working at Cumberland Farms, I'm behind the counter, just doing my shift like any old day. When in walks this fella, rapper Abinai. Rapper Abinai got this wild look in his eye, like he's seen a ghost or maybe just had one too many sips from the wrong end of a jug. Rapper Abinai got this wild look in his eye, like he's seen a ghost or maybe just had one too many sips from the wrong end of a jug. Rapper Abinai got this wild look in his eye, like he's seen a ghost or maybe just had one too many sips from the wrong end of a jug. Rapper Abinai's munching on a cosmic brownie right there. Rapper and all, I'm thinking to myself, well that's a new one. But I don't say a word, just keep on with my restocking. Next thing I know, he plops himself down right on the counter. I'm not talking about sitting on a stool or leaning against it. I'm talking about right on top of the counter. And then, when you know it, he starts to take a shit right there on the counter. No shame, no hesitation, just dropping his load like it's the most natural thing in the world. Now you think that would be the end of it, but nah, he finishes up, wipes his hands clean, and then proceeds to reach into his pocket, pulls out a crumpled bill and says, I'd like to pay for this cosmic brownie, please. He's holding up the brownie, still wrapped in its dirty glory like it's a trophy or something. I'm standing there flabbergasted, trying to wrap my head around this whole ordeal. I gotta make a call, you see, but part of me's still wondering if I somehow slipped into a fever dream. The audacity of it all, the nerves. So I tell him, you can keep your brownie, buddy, just get the hell out of here. And he does, like it's just another day for him. And there I am, scrambling to clean up the mess, trying to make sense of the cosmic lunacy that just unfolded. Well, he was Rapper Abinai, and that's the tale of the cosmic brownie incident. They don't teach you that in any customer service manual, I'll tell you that much.